practices, and does that protect them from any kind of discipline as a result? So they are withdrawing from negotiations, and we'll see moving forward if negotiations restart what those would look like. The second thing the department is doing is it's partnering with Benchmark Analytics, and it's going to start monitoring, keeping data, and researching officer behaviors in real time, and that information is going to be used to make decisions on officers in real time. Maybe we don't dispatch this officer to this location because of something in his or her past. Maybe we put them at this location and said, maybe all of these red flags mean something and we need to discipline this officer further or remove them from patrolling the street. So they're hoping that analytics and data can help them sift out some of these bad actor cops.
What is the mood of some of the cops there?
Everyone's kind of in a wait-and-see mode at this point because they don't exactly know what policing is going to look like in the future. I mean, remember, you've got 9 city council members who are threatening to abolish the entire police department. Now, the police chief said yesterday that he's going to continue working to his full extent as long as he's able to do so, and until some kind of significant change is made, he's going to focus as though they're going to work on the police department, and this police department will remain active.
All right. Ryan Burrow joining us this morning with the latest from